lot to unpack.
Yeah, we did.
We got a lot to unpack.
Yeah, let's just get into it. So,
well, you know what? You need to take a sip of your drink because we have a lot
cheers,
to talk about.
Cheers, bitch.
So, yeah. Cheers to being queer.
Yeah, you don't. Especially during the tournament.
Okay,
this isn't really like a funny topic.
No, it's not.
Actually very serious.
Because I'm about to I'm about to roll these fucking sleeves up.
I already saw. You're about to like fight. No, it was so disappointing, you know, that 10 years ago that we, you know, not we, because we didn't choose this, but FIFA would choose, you know, a city that was
a country, culture,
environment, like all the things that is totally non-accepting to our lifestyle, our community. And it's so unfortunate that some place that there is actually no language for our sport and it brings people together and it's such a beautiful game and
inclusive game
and we've given so much and have sacrificed so much for this sport that we absolutely love. And we've met so many incredible people along the way, even each other. It brought us together.
And
that they've allowed.
Yeah.
Right. That they've allowed. And fans of the queer community and who are allies as well have, you know, allowed this tournament that is such a pinnacle of our sport and the world's highest stage, that it is one of the most important, if not the most important tournament of all sports in the entire world, to bring people together. It's supposed to bring people together and, like you said, be inclusive and accepting and just have this beautiful moment with fans and players and teams and organizations. And it's in a country that is so behind
homophobic
and it's so disappointing to me, and I know that for a lot of people it's been really disappointing, and it just goes to show you that, you know, there's still work that has to be done, and there's so many people out there that still are not accepting and are not progressive and are not moving forward you know, in the direction that we view our lives.
This is a clear example when people say, why is the LGBTQ plus community so accepting in women's football and not men's?
Right.
Here you fucking go.
Mm-hmm. And it's so sad because there are.
We're literally putting a men's World Cup in a country that is literally punishable, punishable by death to be outwardly gay. Mm-hmm. What are we said? How? Think about a young football player that
players who are gay. Yeah,
who don't feel safe. Mm-hmm. Who don't feel safe. Mm-hmm. What are we? How are we showing up for the queer community, the younger generation, like giving hope and acceptance in a safe space for these men to feel like they can be whoever they want, mm-hmm. when we're putting FIFA fucking World Cups in countries that it's literally punishable by death.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Gianni to stand up in a press conference and say, mm-hmm. I understand, I was bullied as a kid, I had red hair and fucking freckles.
Bro.
Come on. You are not marginalized. You don't know what it's like to be disabled. You don't know what it's like to be Muslim or Arabic or gay. He could barely even say the word gay.
Yeah.
Which is like, don't bring that shit here.
Yeah.
That was so disrespectful, mm-hmm. so uncalled for. Whoever writes his speeches and thought that was okay.
Well, obviously he didn't have anybody over.
Well, he was reading something, so someone must have gone through it.
Yeah, probably his own notes.
I'm just like, it is so... It makes me so mad, mm-hmm. because there are young boys and girls who this is, or however they identify, there's my baby.
Yeah.
Like, there are people losing their lives because of this.
Yes, right.
And the weight of it, what a moment when the world stops and everyone's listening,
mm-hmm.
to set a standard and a stamp, mm-hmm. saying, all are welcome, all are accepted. We love you for who you are. You matter. We see you. All of these things, right? But this is like the Mecca. FIFA is the fucking Mecca of everything. Mm-hmm. And for them to put allow this mm-hmm. is, I'm hurt by it.
Yeah. I can imagine how the like, men feel.
Yeah.
You too. Who are.
And our communities hurt by it. Like, mm-hmm. it's absolutely unacceptable. Yeah. It shows the corruption mm-hmm. that people have been digging up for years and years and years and years now. So don't claim, Gianni, when you sit up there and you're talking about racism and homophobia and all this stuff, you're supporting it by allowing it to even happen and putting it in countries like this that don't accept it. Mm-hmm. So we took five fucking steps backwards, and now you want me to support you in your decision-making moving forward, mm-hmm. and I'll take my prize money while you're at it.
Yeah, where's my check? $2 million in the mail. Probably $4 million.
I'm just like, he drives me nuts, man. Sorry, I get so heated over this topic.
You don't have to apologize to me. I just feel like I wonder what our men are actually feeling and thinking right now, because I haven't really seen a lot of them speak out on this topic. Because I know for us and our team, we're 100% together.
We wouldn't be playing in this
tournament. No, we're protesting. We're speaking up. We're using our platforms. We're doing the absolute most against it. So I wonder why it's so difficult for our men to kind of do the same and to fight for issues that they believe in and fight more on this grand stage. It's like the perfect time. I know you have to be careful because you don't want to take away from the task at hand, but these are people's,
this is human.
Wait, these are people's lives.
Yes.
These are your coworkers' lives, because you know good and well there are men there who are a part of our community and who are queer, and they don't feel safe
to come out,
to play, to be who they are. It seems to happen once they retire, which is just so unfortunate, because I know that we've spoken about this multiple times. When we have said we are queer, we are, you know, a part of the LGBTQ community, we're getting married, we're engaged, we have kids, we're a family, we're living this lifestyle, that we're giving everything to our work, to each other, to ourselves, to our friends, to our family, to the team. Like, I felt like when we actually made that announcement that we were engaged and we were, you know, now out in our community and in the world, that I felt more myself. I felt like I was even a better player and a better person and a better woman and a better teammate. So I can't imagine what those men who are queer, who are in the tournament right now as we speak, who aren't able to say that mm-hmm. and be themselves, because they're not giving everything. They're not giving all of themselves like we, you know, we did when we once said that in 2019.
I love that you bring that up, because it's important. I'll never forget the conversation that Lori Lindsay and Megan Rapinoe had mm-hmm. with us. And right. you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You and I were so scared to come out.
Because mm-hmm. it was on vacation.
Yeah. We mm-hmm. valued our privacy, because mm-hmm. we thought if we gave ourselves to the world, we'd lose a piece of who we were right. and we'd lose a piece of our relationship, because right. so much of who we are is public, mm-hmm. who, you know, what we're about, how we play, how we perform. And that was a piece you were not willing to give up.
No, because I thought we were going to lose our job.
Well, also, you know, you loved holding on to something that no one else, it was sacred. Our relationship mm-hmm. was sacred to you. We owned and controlled mm-hmm. that part mm-hmm. of our lives that mm-hmm. no one else was allowed right. to have an opinion about. Right. And that made it special. Right. But I'll never forget when Lori Lindsay and Megan Rapinoe said, there are people out there who are suicidal, they rather die than live the life of truth, being authentically who they are. You have an opportunity to change that. You have mm-hmm. an opportunity to be so visible mm-hmm. and so impactful mm-hmm. that it changes someone else's opinion about how they can navigate life, who right. they can be, how right. they can show up. And it changed my perspective mm-hmm. of everything and how I move through the world.
And I remember I was still unsure, even after mm-hmm. that conversation. I was like, oh, that resonates with me, and I feel that, and I see that, but yet am I capable and willing to, like, do it? Can I cross over that line? Mm-hmm. And I still remember I was nervous and scared.
It takes a lot of courage.
Because I was like, well, how, like, are we going to keep our job? Like, what's going to happen? I still want to play in a world championship. Like, I still want to do mm-hmm. all these things. And it's crazy to think that that was, like, my first
that
thought.
That was what we were so worried
and
about.
And it was so unfortunate. Because then on the other side of things, when we did decide, hey, we do need to do this. Because not only are we saving ourselves,
we're
saving a lot of people. Because a lot of people are like us.
They find so much strength in our story. Mm-hmm, just mm-hmm. living our truth.
Right.
How incredible.
But then, now I think of it, players in this tournament, people who are attending the tournament, coaches, staff members who are queer. I just can't imagine, like, how they're feeling.
So let's run this back.
In these next, you know,
okay,
4 weeks.
So let's, I'm going to stop you there. So U.S. soccer, from the start of the tournament, when they wrapped their training facilities,
right.
they changed our logo to mm-hmm. rainbow to support the, mm-hmm. the queer mm-hmm. community. Great. Not one person spoke about it.
No.
Not one player decided to say in a press conference, mm-hmm. this is where we stand as a team. This is where I stand individually. Mm-hmm. This is where we stand in terms of, you know, as a collective in the locker room, we support. Mm-hmm. We want to lift.
Right.
We see you.
Right.
I haven't heard anything.
And even Gareth Southgate, the English national team coach,
yeah.
who came out and said that about the women's team, that we wouldn't have won the Euros without players in the LGBTQ community. Like, we wouldn't have won without players who belong to the LGBTQ community and who are queer. So, like, him even saying that, I was like, wow, that's, like, an amazing statement.
So I think that's...
But why do you think that, though? Why do you think our men and our coaches don't feel like they can speak on this topic?
I don't know what they feel because they don't talk about it. So I don't know where they stand because they don't stand for it. They're not outwardly standing for anything. You can't just hide behind, like, I know that the Englishmen wanted to wear the captain band would, mm-hmm. I think it was going to say One Love, which Alex Scott mm-hmm. wore as right. the commentator.
Right.
That's great. It's a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to hear, like, when you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us who you are.
Right.
Tell us what you stand for. Tell us what you're about.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard one player step up and say, this is absolutely unacceptable. FIFA needs to do better. I'm here because, you know, mm-hmm. I'm supporting my country and my team, but I also support the LGBTQIA+.
Mm-hmm. I'm an ally.
Yeah, I'm an ally.
Yeah.
And this is not fucking right.
Right.
And this is not sending the message we want for progress.
Right.
Not one person has done that. That's the difference between the men and women.
I'm sorry.
I'm willing to lose it all.
Mm-hmm.
To fight for what I believe in. Because if I can't be me,
mm-hmm.
I can't give this country all of me. I can't give my team all of me.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm cheating the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just a job. It's something completely different. You've been given a platform that literally changes the narrative, changes mm-hmm. the country. People, when you talk, people listen.
Right.
What are you fucking saying?
Right.
Are you just hiding behind the sport because you think, like, this is the culture we've mm-hmm. created?
And we talk about this too often. And you've said this multiple times, like, football is what you do. It's not who you are. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's just a little puzzle piece of who you are. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, tell the world who you are by speaking on issues and topics that you actually want to fight for and believe in. Because that's more of you than just 30-some years of your career. Like, what are you going to do after it's all done? Like, you just want to be known as a footballer? Okay, fine and dandy. But, like, you also... need to fight for something, fight for yourself at least.
Yeah.
And so I just, because who else will?
But this,
so I feel like they do need to get some inspiration and motivation from our team. And I think our players who have taken the platform, not only at US Soccer, but individually and at the club level, to speak on these issues and topics. Because after all of this time that we've been doing this, how long, I mean, since probably 2015, we've really have been outspoken, and even before that, but in recent years, it's been like, you know,
I guess,
especially for fighting for equality the last 6-7 years, outwardly talking about it. They should get some motivation and inspiration from that and feel confident enough as a group. So I wonder why they haven't yet. I wonder what is holding them back.
Well, I think FIFA is claiming this is supposed to be the best World Cup yet. Not for me.
Well, then also, you know, people are deciding not to go because in their culture, dancing and drinking and having fun and watching the games together and having this like family friend type of like environment, exciting feeling, laughing, enjoying the games together, having a beer or two. It's not about like getting wasted and falling over. It's not about that. It's just bringing people together, having these conversations, enjoying the game together with a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And they're deciding not to even go now. And like, that's so upsetting as a player to walk out on the field and lose fans because, you know, they're not allowing certain things. You know, involved with the tournament.
I have to be very clear and say I'm very disappointed. I find that FIFA should be standing for progression, you know, being inclusive, forward thinking. But you have to take actionable steps to do that. You just can't claim it. I feel like Gianni sometimes just says all these things, but your actions tell me more. Mm-hmm. And you've fucking missed the mark here. And there's no way in hell I'd be able to step into that country and feel safe with my wife.
No.
And you're talking about, you know, football is a culture of bringing everyone together and being a sport that is built, the foundation and the core is to bring people from all walks of life together and lift them and for once shut out all the noise outside and just be one.
Yeah. You can't.
Mm-mm. You can't. And they chose to move forward with this.
But the players have the power to change
that. The players have the power. That is the fucking quote. The players have the power.
Look at fighting.
There's no tournament without the players.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, look at how all of us in the women's game, you know, across the world have fought for equality and to get what we deserve. And to keep fighting until, you know, it's acceptable to continue to play to do our job and to do it to the best of our ability, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all of us coming together, not just the national team, because we've also inspired all industries and women to fight for themselves and for what they deserve too in the workplace. But I think with, you know, players specifically around the world and in their own countries, you know, they've fought until they've gotten what they deserve, and they still are fighting, even if they haven't. But they're speaking up on the topic, and they're banding together. They're coming together. They're really like arm in arm fighting, even at the club level in the recent years with all of the shit we've been through with the NWSL and you know, the harassment and in everything, right? We've come together to create that change, to fight for what we believe in, to fight for what we deserve. Better standards, better coaches, better staff members, better environments that are safe, where you feel confident and comfortable. So why aren't the players coming together at that level and like standing up? Because they have fought for, you know, to fight against racism.
Of course. But that's,
why aren't they fighting against, why aren't they fighting against this?
This is my challenge. This is my challenge. I think that there's this weird masculinity thing with men. And I think there's a lack of education in terms of the queer community. Maybe they don't know how to support queer folks. Maybe they don't know the right things to say. Educate yourself.
But Ashlyn,
educate yourself.
We have one of the youngest youngest teams and the youngest generations in the most forward-thinking
You're right.
generation.
We got to stop making excuses.
Right. I'm kind of like, what are you doing? Like, let's talk about this.
And it's not a distraction from
the tournament.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Or what they're doing
right,
here.
Right. You have to be careful because they're always going to say that. We don't want to, you know, take away from
Cristiano
the task at hand.
With Pierce Morgan. That's a distraction.
I know. But yeah, we just need, I don't know what we can actually do more of other than continuing to speak up on our topic, but maybe
show
like
up
reach out
the community,
not right now, but just be like, listen, like what is going on? Why aren't you guys talking about this? Why aren't you fighting for us?
Falling on every single word that these men
mm-hmm.
have to say in all of these tournaments. My question too is commercials that are running during halftime
sponsors.
Or sponsors.
Mm-hmm. If I were Budweiser right now, I'd be
hammering.
We are on set
women's
tomorrow.
Empowerment. Yeah. Women aren't empowered there in Qatar. Mm-hmm. Gay rights. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much that we need to start standing for that goes far beyond the game of football.
Mm-hmm.
Far beyond the game. And I am disappointed. I'm sad. You know, I'm retired now, so like I don't have to necessarily represent FIFA in any type of way moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But if I am a player or I'm an active player,
mm-hmm.
you'd hear my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're gonna hear my
opinion
now.
I don't even think you need to be an active player, but
I'm disappointed.
Agree.
I'm disappointed. I think they failed our community
mm-hmm.
majorly by doing this. I think it shows their true colors.
Mm-hmm.
I think for so long they've had this, I need to make FIFA look better. This was their opportunity
mm-hmm.
to walk the
mm-hmm.
talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they hide behind...
Well, it's money too, right?
Well, it's always about money, right? It's always about money.
That's really what it boils down to, which is
just,
so sad.
I'm extremely disappointed for our community, and it is very important for me to be outspoken during this tournament and let all of the men and mm-hmm. younger generation know that they are loved and they are supported, and we see them,
mm-hmm.
and this sport is inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
This sport is a safe space for mm-hmm. them to be whoever they choose to be. And you don't have to hide behind this, you know, masculine type of ego that mm-hmm. I don't want to bring my personal life into the
mm-hmm.
locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are supported. People will
yeah.
love you for you. I don't ever want people to fear their truth because of the culture of the men's game that they're placing on the men in general. I just think that this is a cultural thing. Racism, it's the people. Look at the fucking people at the top. There's no diversity.
People in power, yeah, for sure.
It is completely a trickle mm-hmm. effect of mm-hmm. how FIFA's represented. There's no diversity. There's rarely, you know, any type of women having any type of say or power in mm-hmm. on the board. I just feel like we're not making the progress we claim
mm-hmm.
to be making,
mm-hmm.
especially putting tournaments in countries that aren't progressive,
mm-hmm.
that aren't inclusive. So I feel like they missed the mark. That's my two cents.
Yeah. I just feel sad that we want to create this change. And it might be a generational thing. I don't know. And they might, you know, need to educate themselves also more within our community on this topic. But I do think this is such a missed opportunity for the men to really speak up because they're right in the middle of it. They're in the thick of things, and they're the ones actually physically there experiencing this and the discrimination against our community. So I just feel like they have that power to really speak up and say something and choose the side that they want to be on. And I always say that no response is also like a good response to see who, you know, one really is. And I feel like if they say nothing and they're just silent, then it's disappointing for me.
You're
to want to like
the problem.
Yeah. And so if we do want to create, you know, a better solution and a more inclusive place to play, that these players have a sense of responsibility to do what's right, to really fight against this discrimination, because we always think this too, like, we have the sense of responsibility to live our truth, mm-hmm. so that it saves someone's life, so that it makes someone feel that they are also mm-hmm. Allowed to be who they want to be and to be loved and to be celebrated mm-hmm. For who they really are. And so if they don't say anything at the world's biggest stage when everyone's watching, mm-hmm. that you are going to be the voices of us, mm-hmm. of everyone, like, it's just a missed opportunity for me. And so I'm going to be really disappointed if not one
I'll leave you with this, and I'm going to bring it home. I'm going to bring it home. England had an opportunity with the armband, and they said, FIFA said they would most likely, punish them with a yellow card, or they were in fear how that could impact them. The person who showed up wearing any type of mm-hmm. queer armband was Alex Scott, mm-hmm. a female analyst mm-hmm. wearing it to prove a point. It's exactly what we're talking about. She would be willing to look to risk her job,
right.
risk her livelihood, her right. money, and all the things that come with it to stand for what she believes and stand for what matters to her. Mm-hmm. I hope the men have the same courage the women do. Mm-hmm. That's my challenge. It doesn't take away from your football. It doesn't take away from your manlyhood. You are saving and impacting people's lives far beyond the game.
Mm-hmm.
You sit with that.
Yeah.
You sit with that change, because I said this the other night, you have no idea the impact and influence you have over people with the platform you've been given. What are they doing with their platforms?
If they have a sense of responsibility. They're not being responsible right now. I mean, they need to say
something. Not saying anything is just being complicit to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, not having a response, I
clearly
know.
Is worse.
Yeah. So.
Let's hope that as this tournament continues to unfold.
I don't know.
That more people stand on the right side of progression. Because this is unacceptable for the queer community. And this is not what the culture of football has been built on. The foundation is not built on excluding a certain type of people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where we are. That's not uniting us. Mm-hmm. That's not it. So disappointed, but I'm hopeful there's still time for people to speak on really hard topics, and you have to be brave.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy. You know, we've been there,
mm-hmm.
but it's the right thing to do
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. And it is literally a matter of life and death for certain people.
But also motivates you as a team that you're coming together and you're speaking up on a topic that everyone, you know, can fight for and believe in. And that just, like, empowers you to want to be better, to play better, to perform on the world stage and have that confidence. And so I think it's not a negative thing for the team to fight for something together. Mm-hmm. It actually brings you together where you're now fighting even more. And I think that this will be a missed opportunity. If they don't say anything
mm-hmm.
and they just stay silent, because it's what better place to say something than there, where they're obviously getting discriminated against
mm-hmm.
as we speak. And there are players there who are queer.
Oh, 100%.
So, like, we need to show up for them mm-hmm. and for themselves and for us. And I do think that hopefully in the next three and a half weeks, there's still time.
Still time. Let's see what happens.
Cheers.
Cheers to that. I won't be holding my breath.
No. We might be chugging more and more.